Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. The next white value. Number 7. Self-criticism. We have an endless focus on our own shortcomings and on the shortcomings of other whites. We have an endless obsession with our own shortcomings as persons. You do get the rare person who just totally loves himself, but most people don't, and most people see faults in themselves. They see faults in people close to them. They see faults in their friends and their family. They see faults in other whites. They see faults in whites as nations. They see faults in whites as a race. Endless, endless focus on our weaknesses, on our faults, on our mistakes. Some of the mistakes that we believe are mistakes are not really mistakes, but we've got an endless obsession with shortcomings and failures and faults. We, in these days, are even totally myopic and blind to the enormous errors, weaknesses, and faults of other races. We're just totally blind to it. We just look at others and we say, but they're doing great. You know, the Chinese are doing great. Ethiopia is doing fantastically. Nigeria is great. But God, we've got so many problems. And this self-criticism can go into a death spiral. It can go into a death spiral that's almost like the way that a car engine can seize and burn up. I've even seen that it can happen to individual whites. I've known people who've read and studied literature and history and everything, and then they become so negative as a result of this endless criticism that they end up going into like a death spiral, almost like a black hole. And their mind just goes into smaller and smaller circles at higher and higher speeds. And eventually they're like, oh God, this went wrong. Oh God, that went wrong. And look at what we did wrong there. And we did that thing there. And look at that stupid nation. And why are those white people over there so idiotic? And why are those whites doing that? And look at my family. And then they just go into this mental spiral that it leads to like a mental burnout and a seizure. And eventually they become so despondent about everything, about their personal life, about their race, about everything, that they actually surrender. They're like, oh God, it's over, it's over, it's the end. I'm just now waiting to die. I'm just going to wait. I'll drop down dead any moment now. We're all going to die soon. Maybe if not today, then it'll be next week. And they go into this total death spiral. And then it's surrender. Then it's like, oh God, it's resistance is so futile. It's such a waste of time. You know, I might as well just ponder and just go and watch some TV or just, you know, do something else because there's just no hope. I've heard this out of the mouths of whites. And when I look at it from a higher level perspective, especially from a civilizational and historical perspective, then I'm looking at whites and I'm saying, but hold on, excuse me, you have given up before the fight has even started. The battle hasn't even begun. You know, you're looking at like the opening skirmishes of a bigger battle to come, but these are just the opening skirmishes. And many people become so despondent that they end up with this total blackness and they totally give up. And then when they give up, that's actually the worst thing of all. Because they regard the situation as hopeless. And that hopelessness then causes them to take no action. And that's the worst thing you can do. The worst thing you can do is to stop reading, thinking, talking, living, planning, trying. The worst thing you can do is to stop living and to just surrender and just like give up and just, oh no, it's over. Another thing that's also fed into this is certain types of Christianity especially the types of Christianity that has become powerful in South Africa. I think South African Christianity is mostly Calvinistic, I think. And it's the kind of Christianity that is where God is all powerful and God has preordained the future. So in this Christianity, it's also a totally helpless kind of a thing. It's like there's nothing you can do that's going to change anything. God is in control and you must do nothing. And, God is going to take care of matters. And again, it's a stepping back from actual life, and it's a fatalism. It's a terrible fatalism. So you have whites who get into self-criticism that leads to like mental burnout, which results in them mentally being burned out to the point where they've got no morale to continue with. And then you've also got certain religious and Christian types who have this fatalistic view as well. Oh God, nothing I can do can change anything. God's in control. We're going to die. And, or if God saves us, it'll be by some miracle at some undetermined time. And I don't know when it's going to be. But the point is, it takes you away from living your life and contributing the way that you can. And you can contribute to life by dealing with other white people, by talking to other white people, and doing things, spreading knowledge, etc. But when they get into this self-criticism, this like super self-criticism, while being completely myopic to everybody else. And the people that we are the most myopic about are the Jews, Never do you criticize Jews, There's no criticism of Jews. No looking at their failures, their flaws, their problems. But actually, you should look at others and study others, and you will have a good laugh. Here in Africa, I enjoy watching the weaknesses of the non-whites. I watch them all the time, and they just make me laugh. And I enjoy laughing at their weaknesses. I laugh at it and I enjoy it. And I also say I have absolutely no intention of assisting them at all, ever. And I wish they would die, really. But among whites focus so much on themselves. And I think it's because of the attention to detail, which is good. We've got strong minds, we focus on detail. But we have a way of getting carried away with our own situation. We can drill down into our own detail to such a degree that then we start throwing our toys out the cart and our mind starts seizing up. Instead of just sitting back and taking a bit of a big picture view of things and just go and check out, how's the other side doing? I like to watch our enemies. I like to watch how the other side is doing. And many times I have a lot of laughs. I derive a great amount of pleasure by watching the others totally screwing up. And the beauty is these others, like the blacks, they don't even engage in the self-criticism whites engage in. They've got huge errors, large weaknesses, big faults. They make mistakes at low levels, at high levels, in every conceivable way, and they're totally blind to it. They're totally blind to it. And then you've got Jews and liberals who've even gone in there and told them that there's no such thing as right and wrong, which is fantastic. I mean, what a load of bullshit that is. There's no such thing as right and wrong. There's no such thing as good and bad. There's no such thing as better and worse. The moment you move away from making decisions, you see, our minds are graded into thinking, is this better? Is that worse? Constant juggling of options, which has led us to right and wrong, good and bad. This is very, very healthy, and this is how progress takes place. Argument, this is how progress takes place, okay? But you'll find now the Jews and the liberals have told the blacks, no, everything is right. Wonderful, wonderful piece of bad education there. Beautiful. Anytime you get a chance, tell these non-whites and Jews, you know what? There's no such thing as right and wrong. Everything is right. But for ourselves, we know there's a thing like good and bad, better and worse, better, best. Yes, there definitely is. And we must perceive what works for us, but don't get too tied up in self-criticism to the point where you burn your mind out. Americans have a way of going really far with this. I think Americans are the worst at this. They go so far that they eventually just burn themselves out. They just literally burn themselves to a cinder. They eventually just can't handle it. They like criticize everything. And you'll find people criticizing in all kinds of directions. But criticism and debate and argument is all healthy, all healthy. You just got to be careful when you get into a thing where you start getting into this death spiral. And I've had people say, oh man, the white race is so fucked. They're so fucked. There's no chance in hell. We're never going to make it well finished. And that's just your mind going into seizure. You're just not seeing the big picture enough. And don't always be blind to the faults of the others. Don't be blind to the faults of the others. Go and watch what they do. Go and see the times they go out of control. I've got so many videos of things blacks have done. Everything from killing one another to beating each other. There are some of this video footage. I've got so much video footage I could put out. I need to gather the bits and pieces and show you some of the stuff. I have so many laughs. One of the funniest was a black guy in. Was a black guy in America at a place, and he got worked up and he was beating people and he was beating his own women and they were screaming at each other. It was hilarious. It was totally pointless, absolutely stupid, and it was just wild emotion just rolling along. Wild emotion pointlessly going in directions that have no merit. Hitting out, it was fantastic. Its pointlessness and its intensity was so fantastic. It was utterly stupid, a total waste of time. But don't let self-criticism hit you too hard. Don't let our problems appear to be insoluble. We've survived so many things, but self-criticism, don't overdo it. And take a step back, look at things from a bit of a higher level, and also look at how many times people were wrong. How many times has the end of the world been predicted? How many times have people said, this is it, this is the end times, this is death, we're going to die now? Go and look at the data. You'll see the data was even more convincing back then, and still we came out and we survived. There's a lot more happening in the world than you realize. And it's not just a straight path to death, no. So, self-criticism, a good thing, don't overdo it. Don't stop doing it. You must have criticism. You must have the ability to think and think critically. Critical thought, very valuable tool, extremely valuable tool. But don't get yourself into a death spiral where your mind burns out and you quit. The worst thing that can happen is you quit. That's the worst thing. Don't do that. Don't do that. Quitting, doing nothing, being fatalistic, absolutely the worst things you can do. Worst things you can do. The worst thing you can do is do nothing. That's the worst thing you can do. Start living life. These are my websites, historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.